Hey, good morning. We're back. 8:22 is very popular little talk around half hour here. We go from history to all things Chinkabazoo in our Morning Zoo edition with Kathy Dickman. Good morning.
Good morning.
I would imagine giving hearts is probably big in your heart right now.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, can we
can we break the equipment?
No,
that's
fine. Just okay, throw it around a little.
Microphone.
If it doesn't work, it's going to work now. Trust
okay.
me. All right. We got it.
All right. So, yes, giving hearts, and we're eager for that, is week from today.
Mm-hmm.
Week from today. So, we'll be watching our videos.
Now, can we give before that? We can, can't we, to the zoo?
Yes.
All right.
It's open. So, you can do so several ways. You can do it in person. You can come down to the zoo and say, here's a check. Make sure that in the memo, it says Giving Hearts Day, so we can put that into the platform.
Yes.
We have to actually do that very officially online.
Keep it legal.
We'll put that online for you, so you don't have to mess with that. It is easy to give online if you're an online giver and used to it. Some people say, no, I want to do in person, or I want to mail a check, and you still can do that. Or you can show up at Hughes Shelter next Thursday. There's going to be some coffee and rolls in the morning and soup at noon, and that is quite a few agencies in there, so you can visit with quite a few, and it's fun for us to visit with the other nonprofits as well. You can come in anytime. You can call us. I can pick up a donation. I've done that for someone. They said, I really don't want to go out, and if you don't mind, I'm like, we would love to. So, and thank everybody in advance for their giving, and also remember, if you can't give right now, there's other ways to give to the zoo. Every time you visit this season, you're giving to conservation and the work of Chihinkapa and supporting everything with that. And there's volunteerism, and we really appreciate that.
That's huge around here,
it's
too. A lot
huge.
Of people.
It's
kind
huge,
of.
But we don't have a huge volunteer base. You would think we do.
So you could always use more.
We can use more. We have it on cleanup day. We have a huge base, and then we have specialized volunteers throughout. Richard Linen comes to mind because he's a regular scheduled volunteer every week.
He's a fixture.
He's a fixture.
Yeah,
he is.
He really
and so
is.
So you don't have to be that in that capacity. You could say, I want to come down twice a week and do tours. I want to hold an animal on the pathway for the school kids. I want to do some gardening. I want to, you know, whatever you want to do in front of the scenes or behind the scenes. I shouldn't say whatever. You're not going to go in and pet a tiger. Please know that.
Yeah, there are limits.
Yeah. So, but there are some areas you can have that contact with the animals, including Grandpa's Petting Zoo. Always needs more volunteers to maintain that.
That is such a great.
It is the heart of Chihinkapa.
Really, it's such a neat place. Kids go in there and just shriek. They're so excited.
They do. And if you look on Facebook, I usually start the videos for the Giving Hearts countdown.
Yeah.
And so it was a week ago Saturday, and Tom and I went out to the petting zoo, and it was a colder day, and I wasn't dressed for it. And I had a coat and gloves on, but not like the zookeeper's dress, all nice and warm. And I was in there with Minwee the horse, Bud Oliver, founder of Grandpa's Petting Zoo. And I drove to Fergus Falls 31 years ago to his little farm, bought Minwee.
Wow.
And
she's still with you?
She's still with us.
I love
and
that.
So my message is... For over three decades, Minwee has been enchanting the hearts of the public thanks to wonderful care at the zoo and also to our supporters for keeping everything open and good. So that was my message. So Tom's filming this, right? Or videoing it on my phone. And I'll start over. I messed up. Or an alpaca stepped in front of me or something.
Yeah,
so it took a few takes. And I'm getting cold. Then I said, okay. And the last one, he goes, sounded really good. I said, thanks. I think we'll run with that one. And we leave there.
Oh, no.
We're on our way to an appointment in Fargo, and I was going to post it. And I look, I said, Tom, you didn't take a video. You took pictures.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
you know,
like
still shots.
90 pictures, but.
Still works.
But there's a picture of Minwee, and she's getting white in the face, and she's just.
Are we all?
Are beautiful.
Are we
are
all?
We all?
Good grief.
So watch those videos because there's some really good stuff on there, including our Groundhog Day prediction with Rupert. He did not see a shadow, so we're going to have spring in a minute.
I love that.
That Punxsutawney screws it up.
Oh, every single year.
And because of that posting, WDAY came down and did this really nice news story and it ran on the news, so that was fun.
Cameras just keep coming to you.
Cameras keep coming to us. And so speaking of that...
Here we go.
Yesterday was, well, I mean, how many days before the Super Bowl already, Bill? What do you think we did yesterday?
Tal's prediction.
Tal's prediction. You can see it. He picked the Patriots.
Okay.
And it's going to be... I'm kind of doing a spoiler alert for the day. There are guests every year for this, and Shoba came down and was our special guest in that area and got to see that. And we put Dixie did a video of him picking. So if they did, so people know we don't tamper with this.
It's legit.
It's a super slow-mo of him going in and grabbing the Patriot ball. So please go onto Facebook and watch this video today. And then, of course, we'll be announcing it out in the news as well. So I do remind people, he's an orangutan. Don't place money on
it. Has that ever happened?
Yes.
Really, people have put money down based on what Tal's predicted.
Yes.
And then hold him accountable? Come on.
Mostly in fun.
Yeah.
Or they want the same team, and then they tell us it's because of Tal. I always root for the team he does because I want him to be right.
Of course.
Remember, his percentiles come down through the years, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
Having said that, one person did. I was telling this story to someone yesterday. They caught me over at Econo Foods a year or two ago, and they said, I bet on the Super Bowl. And I said, oh, okay, how'd you do? Well, not good. I bet on the team that Tal picked. Yeah, and so I laughed, and I kind of, you know me, I was having a good time with it. I think he was.
Oh.
And he said, I put money on that.
Oh, man, yeah.
And I said, you know he's an orangutan, right? He's intelligent, but he's not a sports predictor.
Right.
And so he's not a bookie.
He's not a bookie. And they can't predict the future.
Tell the bookie.
Yeah.
Not to say he wouldn't find football interesting to watch. He mm-hmm. does like a good movie and animation sometimes, and he does get that, especially in the winter. He'll get a movie a week or something. But it was kind of cute, so I like to share that story. It's fun. It's something fun, and it is to kind of keep the zoo in people's minds and hearts throughout the winter.
Yeah.
It's fun for the staff.
We
have a little Super Bowl lunch afterwards.
There's a big heartbeat down there even when it's not in season.
Absolutely. And that's what we're so happy with everybody who cares about the zoo. And there's so many people.
Mm.
And gosh, I mean, we feel warm hugs all the time.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you that. I was going to ask you this, and I thought about it this past week. Are groundhogs really woodchucks, or
yes.
woodchucks groundhogs?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Same species.
Fodder pigs, I think is what Bill Murray called them in Groundhog Day. It's pretty good for a fodder pig.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We had one at the zoo.
Well, and talk about Tal's percentage. Buckstonny Phil's percentage is terrible.
Yes.
It really is. But they always have the best excuse. Well, it's because we misinterpreted because he speaks groundhogese. Okay. And they get like 100,000 people on Gobbler's Knob for this too,
you know,
so I wouldn't be worried about Tal making
you're right about that. In fact, I mean, I think they did. I thought the movie was great because how much attention did it bring to Gobbler's Knob, which we didn't even know.
They said it went. The crowds went from approximately 1,500 to 2,000 to tens of thousands after the movie.
I believe it.
Yeah,
they're probably looking for that same bed and breakfast.
Yeah, right. And did you know? I wasn't aware of this. Phil has a wife.
We talked about this. I heard that somewhere.
Yeah, her name is Phyllis, but she doesn't live as long because she doesn't drink from the elixir of life every summer like Phil gets to do.
Oh.
I'm going, well, that's about as discriminatory as it gets.
I would think so.
But see, all sorts of scandal
going on in
Punxsutawney. So, yes, well, let's hope the Pats take it on Sunday for Tal's sake.
Well, you know, I hope that people out there are going to be rooting for their team they want to win. And have a happy Super Bowl and a safe Super Bowl. And
did he grab the ball real quick? I mean, was it? I mean, he just,
did.
Okay,
he did.
Okay.
Which is why we slowed up the video so people can actually see him go. Yeah, he did it pretty quick. So we put the slow mo on there because it's kind of fun.
All right.
But yeah, so he did. But you know, he had an audience. He was showing off.
He's a ham. He loves an audience. I remember when Kama Musiker was here during the summer months.
Yes.
And he plays along with them.
Yes, he does.
And I know you're always concerned each and every year. It's like, you know, because he's pretty headstrong. And when he doesn't feel like playing, he'll just sit there. But this year, he got right into it because he had a good crowd. the big ham. He is easy.
He's a big ham, and he kind of watches the public a little to see what he wants to do next with that specific group.
Right. Now, see that? I mentioned Camo Musiker now. It's got me thinking Summer at the Zoo, which nothing like it, you know?
Yeah, we have an exciting season planned. We've got so much, so we're very excited.
Kathy Dickman, anything else you need to add here?
I just want to thank everybody in advance for donating to their favorite nonprofits. And
are you going to be in next Thursday? Because, again, Giving Hearts.
I am going to be in next Thursday. And we're also going to be represented at Hughes Shelter. So I'll be down there as well with some of our crew. And it's going to be fun.
I'm going to be running around, too.
Yes,
I'll
you
be
are.
At Hughes Shelter with CHI Health at Home and then out at St. Gerard's with our good friends out there.
Yeah. A lot of good things happening on Giving Hearts Day.
A lot of good things. Kathy Dickman talking Zoo News. That is our edition of Morning Zoo, this Thursday edition here for February the 5th. It's 8:33 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Right now, got mostly sunny. We are at 30 degrees. Good morning.
The Voice of the Valley, KBMW. No one woke up this morning and thought, I want to go Hagel.
At Quality Toyota, we don't do that. Our bottom line pricing means you get our best price the first time, every time. You'll even have that price before you talk to anyone, because that price is listed online at qualitytoyota.net and in the window of every vehicle. Simple, easy, stress-free. That's the quality difference. Quality Toyota, West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls, qualitytoyota.net. Let's go places.
Hey, good morning. Got a partly to mostly cloudy sky. We're at 30 degrees. Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Daplow. Good morning. Williams County in northwest North Dakota reported a measles case, state's first case of the disease in 2026. That's according to the North Dakota Department of Health and Human Services. They made that statement yesterday. The individual was unvaccinated and acquired the disease out of state, according to the department. Agency's measles dashboard indicates the person is 20 years or older. No known community exposure locations, according to the agency. In 2025, North Dakota reported 36 measles cases, the first since 2011. Half of last year's cases were in Williams County, which prompted about 180 unvaccinated students to quarantine last spring due to possible exposure. Three cases statewide required hospitalization last year. Last 2025 case was confirmed in July. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications Fiber Fast Broadband Internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications, go faster with fiber.
A former Fergus Falls doctor has been accused of sexually assaulting high school hockey players in Otter Tail County. Prosecutors say the hockey doc, 69-year-old Zevi Leverin, made sexual contact with at least two underage hockey players, claiming it was for medical purposes. Reported sexual assaults happened between 2014 and 2016. Investigators say